you've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Cook Unity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly, and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning. Just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, Cook Unity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs, delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We want to talk about Griselda, which I've watched. It's terrific.
It is. And for people who don't know Sofia Vergara, who people will know from Modern Family, where she plays this young wife to an older man. She's very funny. And people may have misjudged her and didn't realise what wonderful dramatic acting chops she has. Because in this, she plays the aforementioned Griselda Blanco, who, it tells us at the start of the show, Pablo Escobar once famously said, "I wasn't scared of any man. The only person I was ever scared of was a woman called Griselda Blanco."
So she's real.
She's real. Now, some fictional liberties have been taken, and you can get into some of it happened in New York, some of it happened in Miami, some of it happened in Colombia. Long story short, Netflix turned her incredible life story into six parts of kind of, it reminds me of Pulp Fiction. I mean, Narcos is great, but it's very
gritty,
serious.
And grim, yeah.
Yeah, this has a bit more flash to it. And at the same time, you feel a bit, you're laughing along to some of this, and the source material isn't very laughable because this is grim, but this is very glitzy and glamoured up a small bit.
And if you Google Griselda, you will find that Sofia does not resemble Griselda in any shape or form.
I probably look more like Griselda than Sofia does, I would hazard a guess. Google that if you're bored over lunchtime. So in it, we start off with Griselda moving, fleeing Colombia, because she grew up as a sex worker, married to this horrible guy, let's put it that way. She lands in Miami in a friend's house with her three children. She wants to start her life again. Her husband has died. We don't know why. She wants to start her life again. She wants everything to be clean. The slight thing is she took a kilo of coke with her.
Robbed it.
And wants to sell it at a very good value. Why don't I give you a flavour of this? She's a woman in a very male-dominated business.
I heard that you like my product.
Beautiful. Was like shoving a coca plant up my nose.
Given the size of that thing, I bet you have the whole f***ing break up there.
¿Qué clase de cojones? Johnny, she's got more balls than you do. Where did you find her?
That asshole tried to steal my coke. I had to beat him with a baseball bat.
Is that right?
Let's just get back to business, okay?
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, she wants to get into business using this cocaine as a seed for, get a few dollars for her family and so on. But it grows.
It definitely grows. And in a way, it's a bit like the overarching plotline of Breaking Bad, where we had Walter White, who was just trying to help his son's medical bills, and then he becomes Scarface by the end of it. And not to give a spoiler, that's kind of what happens here.
But the lads, the machismo atmosphere in Florida, they don't want this woman messing up their patch.
No, and in I mentioned Scarface, but and Breaking Bad, and kind of Tony Soprano, you're rooting for her, certainly in the early days, because she's this woman who's come from a horrific background, and yes, she's selling illegal drugs, but no one takes her seriously in that environment because she's a woman and played by this, you know, Sofia, a pretty woman. And they basically say to her, she should go home and be a housewife. But she is so incredibly tough, which by all accounts she was in real life.
You have another clip.
Yeah, I'll give you another flavor of her growing toughness.
See this dog over here? That's Papo Mejia. He's my current supplier. Now, he and I had a little disagreement over price. I think you settled it, right, Papo?
Yes, she did.
I told him a woman offered me better product at a lower price, and that did not sit well.
Used to.
Free market.
Why don't you go back to being a housewife?
I've worked my ass off to bring that coke here. Based on your word, we had a fucking deal.
I'll take it off your hands. What do you say, $5,000 a key?
It's not even a quarter of what it's worth.
What are you going to do with it? Bake a cake?
F*** you and your little monkey. Neither of you are touching my coke.
So this kind of machismo atmosphere, the men dominating, yeah. That's also true in the police force. And we have another female character.
Yeah, who is basically being laughed at because it's the late 70s. She's of South American extraction as well. June is the character's name. And she starts to think, I think the drug kingpin we're looking for is actually a woman. And no one believes her. I won't spoil it and say what happens, but you can probably imagine what happens. It turns out she was probably onto a good thing. So there are two very strong women at the centre of this. And it's back in the news as of yesterday because Sophie was nominated. And according to Deadline, it's the first time for an Emmy that a person of Latin heritage in a dramatic lead. She's been nominated before for comedy, but this is the first time a person of Latin origin has been nominated for an Emmy in a dramatic series or limited series.
Well, once so you start watching it, you will not turn it off.
Utterly binge. And look, I should, you know, health warning. She smokes in every scene. There is more cocaine than, I won't use any analogy. It is drowning in drugs and violence. It's utterly watchable, utterly bingeable.
Yeah, and as you say, set in Florida, it's quite pretty.
It's beautiful to look at. And what I really like about it is it's that Breaking Bad kind of thing where it gets the better of her. She kind of has, you could call them good intentions. She wants to protect the family, but cocaine and the business gets the better of her.
Finally, screen time this week.
Yeah, there's a brilliant new documentary which we might talk about in the coming weeks called Skywalkers, a love story about these people who climb tall buildings. It's insane. All the week's new releases and the usual fanfare. We will talk about that in a few weeks.
And the favourite movie of?
Garoid Farley. I was going to tell you it was Colm Tobin. That's actually next week.
Okay.
For reasons I won't bore you with, I moved it out by a week.
Okay. John Farley, thank you very much
for
joining us. Presenter of Screen Time. And that's all we have for you.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.